Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is the Wikipedia page for nitrogen dioxide poisoning, part one of two. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I am Victor Barnato, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
Indeed, everyone. Subscribe so that we know that you exist. Well, I know everybody wants to know exactly how nitrogen dioxide poisoning affects your body, so we are answering that question. For you lovers of poison effects.
Science.
Nitrogen dioxide poisoning. Nitrogen dioxide poisoning is the illness resulting from the toxic effect of nitrogen dioxide, NO2. It usually occurs after the inhalation of the gas beyond the threshold limit value. Nitrogen dioxide is reddish-brown with a very harsh smell at high concentrations. At lower concentrations, it is colorless, but may still have a harsh odor. Nitrogen dioxide poisoning depends on the duration, frequency, and intensity of exposure.
Nitrogen dioxide is an irritant of the mucous membrane linked with another air pollutant that causes pulmonary diseases such as obstructive lung disease, asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and sometimes acute exacerbation of COPD, and in fatal cases, deaths. Its poor solubility in water enhances its passage and its ability to pass through the moist oral mucosa of the respiratory tract.
Like most toxic gases, the dose inhaled determines the toxicity or the toxicity on the respiratory tract. Occupational exposures constitute the highest risk of toxicity, and domestic exposure is uncommon. Prolonged exposure to low concentration of the gas may have lethal effects, as can short-term exposure to high concentration, like chlorine gas poisoning. It is one of the major air pollutants capable of causing severe health hazards such as coronary artery disease, as well as stroke. Nitrogen dioxide is often released into the environment as a byproduct of fuel combustion, but rarely released by spontaneous combustion. Known sources of nitrogen dioxide gas poisoning include automobile exhaust and power stations. The toxicity may also result from non-combustible sources, such as the one released from anaerobic fermentation of food grain and anaerobic digestion of biodegradable waste.
The World Health Organization, WHO, developed a global recommendation limiting exposures to less than 20 parts per billion for chronic exposure and value less 100 ppb for 1 hour for acute exposure, using nitrogen dioxide as a marker for other pollutants from fuel combustion. there is a significant association between indoor NO2 levels and increased respiratory symptoms such as wheeze, chest tightness, and severity of infections among children with asthma. Historically, some cities in the United States, including Chicago and Los Angeles, have higher levels of nitrogen dioxide than the EPA maximum exposure limits of 100 ppb for a one-hour exposure and less than 53 ppb for chronic exposure.
Signs and symptoms. This page is so boring.
I like it.
Oh my gosh. Nitrogen dioxide poisoning is harmful to all forms of life, just like chlorine gas poisoning and carbon monoxide poisoning. It is easily absorbed through the lungs, and its inhalation can result in heart failure and sometimes death in severe cases. Individuals and races may differ in nitrogen dioxide tolerance level, and individual tolerance level for the gas may be altered by several factors, such as metabolic rate, barometric pressure, and hematological disorders, but significant exposure may result in fatal conditions that could lead to shorter lifespan due to heart failure.
Acute poisoning. Exposure to high level of nitrogen dioxide may lead to inflammation of the mucous membrane and the lower and upper respiratory tracts. The symptoms of acute nitrogen dioxide poisoning is nonspecific and have a semblance with ammonia gas poisoning, chlorine gas poisoning, and carbon monoxide poisoning. The symptoms also resemble that of pneumonia or viral infection and other inhalational injuries, but common symptoms include rhinitis, wheezing or coughing, conjunctivitis, headache, throat irritation, and dyspnea, which may progress to nasal fissures, ulcerations, or perforation. The patient is usually ill-appearing and presents with hypoxemia coupled with shallow rapid breathing. Therapy is supportive and includes removal from further nitrogen dioxide exposure. Systemic symptoms include fever and anorexia. Electrocardiography and chest radiography can help in revealing diffuse bilateral alveolar infiltrates.
Chest radiography may be used in diagnosis, and the baseline could be established with pulmonary function testing. There is no specific laboratory diagnostic test for acute nitrogen dioxide poisoning, but analysis of arterial blood gas level, methemoglobin level, complete blood count, glucose test, lactate threshold measurement, and our peripheral blood smear may be helpful in the diagnosis of nitrogen dioxide poisoning. The determination of nitrogen dioxide in urine or tissue does not establish the diagnosis, and there are technical and interpretive problems with these tests. By the way, if you're listening right now and you're sticking with us, I think that if I had my druthers, I would be laying in a pile of red ants.
Why would you want to do that?
Instead of reading this, I would just gladly do it.
I don't know. That sounds like a really big trade-off.
Not really.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you measure your lactate threshold.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to that message, everybody. Now back to the exciting Wikipedia page for nitrogen dioxide poisoning.
Chronic poisoning. Prolonged exposure to high levels of nitrogen dioxide can have an inflammatory effect that principally targets the respiratory tracts, leading to chronic nitrogen dioxide poisoning, which can occur within days or weeks after the threshold limit value is excessively exceeded.
This condition causes fever, rapid breathing coupled with rapid heart rate, labored breathing, and severe shortness of breath. Other effects include diaphoresis, chest pain, and persistent dry cough, all of which may result in weight loss, anorexia, and may also lead to right side heart enlargement and heart disease in advanced cases. Prolonged exposure to relatively low levels of nitrogen, 2-oxide, may cause persistent headaches and nausea. Like chlorine gas, poisoning symptoms usually resolve themselves upon removal from further nitrogen dioxide exposure unless there had been an episode of severe acute poisoning. Treatment and management vary with symptoms. Patients are often observed for hypoxemia for a minimum of 12 hours. If there are no initial symptoms and if the patient is hypoxemic, oxygen may be administered, but high-dose steroids are recommended for patients with pulmonary manifestations. Patients may also be hospitalized for 12 to 24 hours or longer for observation if the gaseous exchange is impaired. In a case where gaseous exchange is impaired, mechanical ventilation and intubation may be necessary. And if bronchitis obliterans develop within 2 to 6 weeks of nitrogen dioxide exposure, corticosteroid therapy or anti-cholinergic medications may be required for 6 to 12 months to lower the body overreaction to nitrogen dioxide gas.
Cause. Occupational exposures constitute the highest risk of toxicity, and it is often high for farmers, especially those that deal with food grains. It is equally high for firefighters and military personnel, especially those officers that deal in explosives. The risk is also high for arc welders, traffic officers, aerospace staffs, and miners, as well as those people whose occupations are connected with the nitric acid. Silo-filler's disease is a consequence of exposure to nitrogen dioxide poisoning by farmers dealing with silos, food grains such as corn and millet, as well as grasses such as alfalfa, and some other plant material produces nitrogen dioxide within hours due to anaerobic fermentation. The threshold concentrations of nitrogen dioxide are often attained within 1 to 2 days and begin to decline gradually after 10 to 14 days, but if the silo is well sealed, the gas may remain in there for weeks. Heavily fertilized silage, particularly the ones produced from immature plants, generate a higher concentration of the gas within the silo. Nitrogen dioxide is about 1.5 times heavier than air, and during silage storage, nitrogen dioxide remains in the silage material. Improper ventilation may result in exposure during the leveling of the silage.
I think this is the worst page we've ever read.
I actually really like this page. I think we've read much worse.
I disagree. Pathophysiology. Nitrogen dioxide is sparingly soluble in water and on inhalation. It diffuses into the lung and slowly hydrolyzes to nitrous and nitric acid, which causes pulmonary edema and pneumonitis, leading to the inflammation of the bronchioles and pulmonary alveolus, resulting from lipid peroxidation and oxidative stress. Mucous membrane is primarily affected along with type pneumocyte and the respiratory epithelium. The generation of free radicals from lipid peroxidation results in irritation of the bronchioles and alveoli that causes rapid destruction of the respiratory epithelial cells. The overall reaction results in the release of fluid that causes pulmonary edema.
Nitrogen dioxide poisoning may alter macrophage activity and immune function, leading to susceptibility of the body to a wide range of infections, and overexposure to the gas may also lead to methemoglobinemia, a disorder characterized by a higher than normal level of methemoglobin, METHB, i.e. ferric Fe to the third plus, rather than ferrous Fe squared plus, hemoglobin in the blood.
Methemoglobinemia prevents the binding of oxygen to hemoglobin, causing oxygen depletion that could lead to severe hypoxia.
If nitrogen dioxide poisoning is untreated, fibrous granulation tissue is likely to develop within the alveolar ducts, tiny ducts that connect the respiratory bronchioles to alveolar sacs, each of which contains a collection of alveoli, small mucus-lined pouches made of flattened epithelial cells. The overall reaction may cause an obstructive lung disease. Meanwhile, proliferative bronchiolitis is a secondary effect of nitrogen dioxide poisoning. So that's where we're going to end this for today. I have found this very interesting. It's pretty horrific what this type of poisoning does, and that's terrible, but I do find it very interesting.
I question your taste.
You do that all the time.
I'm kidding. You see why. This has been the Wikipedia page for nitrogen dioxide poisoning, part 1 of 2. There's another one coming up, everybody.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your will to protect farmers.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it, unless it's this one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.